bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Those that watched the entire speech, I'm one of them, were very, very impressed by what the president, the former president, Donald J. Trump said. Pete Hegseth, let's go to cut six real quick. His reaction to the Trump speech, it was very, very positive. Here it is.
Well, Sean, nothing like the original. He went back to the themes that put him in the White House, from fair trade to borders to ending nonsense foreign wars to saying we, the people, have been ignored by Washington, D.C., It's a forward-looking speech that recognizing the disaster of the last 2 years, he said, as president, I delivered for you where other presidents have not. This looks like Trump in as good a form as you've ever seen him, sticking to the issues that matter to his voters, making the case to Republican primary voters that he's the guy to continue to be the standard bearer as the original that remade the party. There will be others, many of which leverage their association with Trump to get where they are, who will try to be like Trump. There's only one original who got to the White House and fought. And I think if he stays on message the way he did tonight, he's got a formidable case to make to a Republican electorate.
And I agree with him. In fact, I'll take it a step further. If he can stick to the script. I mean, this is a simple message. Here's what Trump gave you. Here's what Biden gave you. Which do you want, America? Huh? Coming up, we'll get some political expertise from John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. What should we make of what happened last Tuesday night? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Popular demand, the showroom at South Point presents Carlos Mencia.
Friendship for a man is me going out with my buddy, and then he sees a beautiful woman across the bar, and he goes and hits on her.
He's a real down-to-earth guy.
Her fat, ugly friend Jabba the Hutt crawls out of some crack in the wall.
November 18th to the 20th.
I got enough tequila to make you look beautiful.
Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charge by phones,
702-797-8055. Carlos Mencia at the showroom at South Point. 18 and over.
What's up, everyone? This is Adina from Las Vegas Aesthetics. As you know, Christmas is right around the corner, and let's face it, most of you have no clue what to get for your ladies. How about the number one award-winning face cleansing device in the world? They will love it and use it every day. Not like last year's gift that they sold on eBay a week after Christmas. Just FYI, last year they sold out a month before Christmas, so don't miss out. Place your orders today. Give us a call at 702-664-1300. Bye.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. NATO member Poland and the head of the military alliance both say that a missile strike in Polish farmland that killed two people appeared to be unintentional. It was probably launched by air defenses in neighboring Ukraine. Russia had been bombarding Ukraine at the time. About two dozen L.A. County Sheriff's Department's recruits were injured this morning when they were struck by a wrong-way SUV driver during a training run in a Whittier neighborhood. Speaking to KABC-TV, Los Angeles County Fire Department spokesperson Captain Sheila Kelleher says the investigation is now underway.
We do not have a cause. We do not have any other information on how the driver lost control.
Some are in critical condition. A field sobriety test on the driver was negative. Also at townhall.com, Elon Musk is giving Twitter workers until close of business Thursday to decide whether they want to keep their jobs.
According to an email new owner Elon Musk sent to Twitter workers, they have until 5 p.m. Thursday to click yes on a link if they want to be part of the new Twitter, which he calls a software and servers company at its heart. Employees who don't reply by that time will receive 3 months severance pay, according to the email. Musk said Twitter will be much more engineering-driven, with employees who write great code comprising the majority. The billionaire, who completed the $44 billion takeover of the social media site last month, has already fired much of its full-time workforce by email. Julie Walker, New York.
And on Wall Street, a lower close today. The Dow off 27 points. The Nasdaq finished 174 points lower. More at townhall.com.
You know how much you're really paying for life insurance through work? I can almost guarantee you're overpaying for limited coverage. I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent for over 20 years. My clients are shocked to learn how expensive life insurance at work really is because of a rate that's driven up by unhealthy people. Why pay more when you don't have to? For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. I found a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a $500,000 policy, for only $18 a month. Don't procrastinate. Workplace open enrollment will be here soon. Let SelectQuote save you money and get you the coverage you need to protect your family.
For your free quote in just minutes, call 1-800-865-2266. That's 1-800-865-2266. 1-800-865-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's 104 and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Baristas and other workers at Las Vegas Starbucks are trying to unionize. Workers at the Starbucks on Rainbow and Oki who filed a petition with the National Labor Relations Board to be represented by Starbucks Workers United. If successful, it will be the first company-owned location in Nevada to unionize. Organizers of the union effort say the workers at the store feel that they're not respected partners of the company. More than 260 Starbucks stores have successfully unionized. However, Starbucks has more than 10,000 company-owned stores in the United States. Garth Brooks is getting ready for his latest Las Vegas residency. Garth Brooks Plus One opens in May of next year. It runs for 27 dates through June, July, November, and December of 2023. The Plus One has not been officially specified, but Brooks has appeared on stage in Las Vegas and elsewhere with his superstar wife, Trisha Yearwood. The show is being sold through Ticketmaster's Verified Fan Program. Registration runs through tomorrow, with the Verified on sale beginning on Monday, November 21st. That will be at 10 o'clock in the morning for registered fans.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Those heavy volumes continue through the resort area of Interstate 15 southbound, especially mainly between Charleston and Tropicana. Also, that right lane is closed on Interstate 15 northbound. That's between Blue Diamond Road and Tropicana.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. It has been an amazing past week. The RJ did, I thought, a really nice job of writing about what went wrong last Tuesday. The supposed big red wave, what happened to it, who won, who lost, why did they win, why did they lose. The RJ did a really nice piece just in the last couple of days on that. Joining us now, we are going in search, our continuing search for the big red wave. What happened to that big red wave? John Zarpolis joins us, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. He joins us. John, that was an amazing, that's been an amazing week since last Tuesday.
It sure has. We've lost in our minds the concept of an election night win and an election night celebration. That's, in this state, seems to be a thing of the past, so I think it's something we've got to really hammer home with people that that system just doesn't work. I've got my two cents, and my two cents on what happened is, one, a lack of organization, and on our side, on the limited government side, the Republican side, and one of extraordinary organization and a whole new mindset by the left and the Democrats and primarily organized labor. I came out of Chicago, and back in the 90s, I just got fed up with Democrat union control of everything in that state. And so I got involved in politics. And I lost a few races until I realized just how organized the Democrats were in their ground game. Unions knocking doors, just like culinary here this election knocked 1 million doors, according to a newspaper report I read, and 175,000 contacts by culinary. And that same thing was happening back in the Chicago. That was the Chicago machine way. Go door to door, know who your voters are, and make sure they vote. Now they've taken that same thing, and under Obama they nationalized that Chicago machine mentality, and Philadelphia has it, and a lot of the unionized cities have it. And they spread it across the country, and we have it here in Nevada now. And it was get out the vote, but now it's get the ballot. It's not about convincing voters. It's about collecting enough ballots that are checked off with the right marks on them and getting them to the polls. And that's what they did, is they out-ballot collected us. We don't have a very structured, organized Republican Party or effort. We've had a few PACs and a few smaller groups and some small Republican clubs and that worked at it, but didn't work at it at the level that the Democrats have. We just don't have the money in the organization. So number one, it's about that. It was about their door-to-door efforts, but their door-to-door efforts aren't, you need to go vote. Their door-to-door efforts is, hand me your ballot, I'll make sure it's delivered. And they make sure it's handed to them. And that's what I think has really changed.
John, I'm curious, has it changed, though, with social media? Everybody's got a smartphone. Communications is totally different than it was when you literally had to knock on doors. I've got a lot of political consultants that say, knocking on doors is like very yesterday and not very today. Do you agree or disagree?
Collecting the ballot is today. That's what beat us, collecting the ballots, ballot harvesting. Getting them into the drop boxes or getting them into the mail, but harvesting of ballots is what wins for them. Now, social media, that whole world, we've got those problems too. We're not getting our message across to young people. If you look at, how the vote breaks down for under 30, we're not getting our message across to single women, no matter what their age is, so the messaging is not strong. But they spend so much more money on advertising. I mean, Masto spent $120 million for the different super PACs, and Laxalt was $40 million. That's three times as much money and message. And then we don't know what they've done with the algorithms and the control. I mean, recently reading about the dissent decree that Twitter was under with the federal government controlling some of Twitter. So there's all kinds of levels to this. And it all adds up to a loss. But it's there.
But explain to me how Adam Laxalt loses and Sheriff Joe Lombardo wins. Two candidates, mm-hmm. same voter group. Tell me how one succeeds and the other one doesn't.
Two things for Lombardo. Two strikes against Sisolak. Number one, there's a lot of animosity towards him. He did shut us down. He did lay people off. His unemployment department didn't work. There are people that were and are and should be angry. And so they were not going to vote for him. But number two, culinary did not endorse Lombardo. And so did they not work for him when they were out ballot harvesting? They just picked up ballots, fine. And when it was recommendation, well, we're not going to mention Sisolak. Sisolak. I confused the candidates there, sorry. So without the endorsement of the unions, Sisolak lost. But also, people remember what happened during the shutdowns. And so those two strikes were enough to get Lombardo across. I think next cycle, it's going to be really hard for a Republican, even incumbent governor, to get reelected because he or she will probably have the full force of the union behind them again. It's also a scary message to Democrats. You aren't going to get, if you don't do what we want, we're not going to give you our endorsement. And look, we just took out a governor.
Wow. My question is, what is the future of Nevada under Joe Lombardo? And considering what we know about the makeup of the Assembly and the State Senate, is anything really going to change, though, other than playing defense with, the firewall, veto Joe, I think is what they want to call him?
Well, I think we have some great opportunities here. I think Joe Lombardo can surprise us. I'm optimistic that he's going to, you know, he talked about school choice in his acceptance speech the other day. I think that, first of all, yes, the assembly is veto-proof. They have a supermajority, but they're one seat away in the Senate, our state Senate, so it's not veto-proof. So in order to pass some kind of a tax bill or to override the governor's veto, they need supermajorities. If the Republicans can hang together with Joe as the leader, there's some things they can trade for. School choice is one of them. Straightening out some of our election laws is probably part of it, too. I mean, it would be wonderful if Joe make a deal and say, look, we're going to Florida election laws, and if you want me to, you know, sign off on anything, something like that. I mean, a governor can hold the line and make some big requests, school choice, real school choice. You know, I'm not going to sign anything unless you agree to free the children of our state and let them, you know, have real school choice. Those are possibilities that the governor can do.
Do you see it in this governor-elect's makeup to be a deal maker, to be somebody that can reach across the aisle and say, hey, you know, I want to make a deal. I'll give you this. You give me that. Does he have that in his makeup?
I'm optimistic, Kevin. I'm optimistic.
I hope so. I really do. I want to ask you about nationwide.
Yeah.
We saw great victories for Republicans in Florida. Marco Rubio, Ron DeSantis, you know, the J.D. Vance in Ohio. That was great stuff. Nationally, what happened? Same thing as what happened in Nevada?
Well, we were beat in unionized, organized states, places where they have changed the election rules to favor the Democrat style of ballot harvesting and allowing them more time. Democrats need more time to get their people to the polls. Republicans are more motivated, although one of the reasons we lost in Nevada is poor turnout. Places like 53% turnout in Elko County. Elko County should come in at 73%. The rules did not come through. Overall turnout was 54%, and last gubernatorial cycle, it was 63%. So turnout was down. I don't know the numbers by Republican or Democrat yet on turnout. Those haven't been released. But just overall turnout was low. Republicans didn't show up enough. That's back to Nevada. You were asking me about nationally. The states that have unions and are well organized, they use the more liberal ballot harvesting laws to prevail. And in Arizona, I mean, they're pushing the boundaries and getting away with it.
Wow. $7.6 billion in political advertising. If you thought there was a lot of political advertising in this last cycle, well, there was, and it was a lot. It was $7.6 billion in political advertising. Do we need to change how we do that? That is the biggest turnoff of a lot of people that told me, I'm not going to vote. I'm fed up with this. Every time I turn on my TV or listen to the radio, I hear all these damn negative ads.
Yeah, it's a real problem. But, you know, it is freedom of speech. People should be allowed to spend their money on whatever they want. What it would be better to do is to take the Nevada policy approach and to talk about issues all year long and get out and advertise things, you know, in the off season. I mean, right now we're going to do a whole big push with school choice. We're going to have a lot of digital ads going to explain it to people, to convince people, so that people come to understand it, not go the negative route, obviously. So there's a real need for long-term educating through messages. And that's what Nevada policy is about.
I want to ask you about questions one and two. They become law. Yep. Number three will go before the voters again, or go before the voters, or I'm trying to think of how that works.
Yep, comes back out of the 2024 ballot for everyone to vote on again.
So that being said, how do we deal with these questions? I mean, on question three, I saw tons of ads about 600,000 people are being disenfranchised all across the state. They want to vote in the primaries. Right. And yet I saw no opposition whatsoever. None. Zero. Well, nada.
We're going to change that. There's a mounting group to raise money to push back and to have funds to advertise. The left, and this is a subset group of the left, it's not the Democrat Party, it's those that think that this freeing of the system, what I'm going to say is organized chaos, called ranked choice voting, they raised $19 million, $18 million of it came from out of state, only $1 million came in Nevada. They have picked on smaller states. They started this in Alaska. They started in Maine, went to Alaska, and now we're the third place that's working on this because it's cheaper to get something passed in a smaller state. $19 million is a lot of advertising. So we're going to have to raise $20 million to push back on it. But I think once people understand how they won't understand this system, because it is chaos, it's just crazy that they will vote no, but there was no organized effort to stop them this cycle. There will be next time.
What about on questions one and two that they now become law? How do you see this law being implemented? And are progressives going to be pushing the envelope on those two issues?
That's why they did it. I don't think there was any other reason. This now goes into our Constitution. And again, back to gender and freedom of expression. How does a Nevada Supreme Court interpret that? Well, we're going to learn. And unfortunately, judges are elected. And if we should get more and more progressive judges, the definitions will change with time. So it can be very, very troubling, especially for dealing with kids, you know, in the schools, issues of what's taught to them or their rights in terms of it's their body, the parents have no say in it, that kind of a thing, because age is listed in there. It doesn't say age for over 65. It just says age. It doesn't say – so it's all up to liberal interpretation, which is, I think, what they want to create more further chaos and achieve their goals.
More coming up with John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. What happens to NPRI now that we have an election under our belt? What happens now? He talked about publicizing a lot of different issues and shining a light on it. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's the Paul Powell Law Firm's 6th Annual Thanksgiving Turkey Giveaway, happening Saturday, November 19th from 9 a.m. to noon. Paul will be giving away 500 large turkeys, first come, first serve, while supplies last. And if that wasn't enough, Paul will have 10 $50 gift cards to help those in need this Thanksgiving. Just stay in your car and drive on through to receive a holiday turkey at the YMCA, 4141 Meadows Lane, Saturday, November 19th. We will see you at Paul Powell's Thanksgiving Turkey Giveaway.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.